for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor.
If you would, go with me in your Bible. So Psalm number 102 while you're still standing. Amen. In respect for the reading of the word, Psalm number 102. Amen. For those who are watching us virtually, just give us some thumbs up or some hearts. Or amen. Type in the comments, "I got it, Pastor." Say something. Amen. So that we know that you're following, because we want you to put your eyes on this word. It's Psalm number 102. Amen. Amen. We're going to begin at verse number 1. Amen. Psalm number 102, verse number 1. And the Bible reads, "Hear my prayer, Lord. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me. When I call, answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud and am reduced to skin and bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears because of your great wrath. For you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like the evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion. For it is time to be gracious and show favor to her. Yes, the appointed time, the moment designated has come." Amen. As you go to your seats, we want to use for a thought. Don't miss your moment. Amen. Don't miss your moment. Amen. Based on verse number 13. Amen. You may have your seats. Amen. When you read Psalm number 102 in its entirety, you see that it is a prayer of a person who is afflicted, a person who has grown weak and pours out a lament or a cry before the Lord. But when you arrive at verse number 13, the writer moves from what is in the natural to a place of faith, a place of understanding, and a place of believing what God can and will do for those that belong to him. According to Psalm number 102 and 13, there is a set time for God to favor and manifest things in our lives. And the author believes that after all that I've gone through, glory God, that I would not miss my time for favor with God. The author understands that even with everything that has happened to me, I will not miss my moment. You see, some people spend so much time talking about everything that's wrong, talking about everything that they've lost, talking about everybody that's hurt them and what they can't do, that when God favors them and brings an opportunity before their eyes, They completely miss it. Time is generally defined in the Greek as chronos and kairos. Chronos represents a chronological time that is calculated in seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, and millennia. Kairos, on the other hand, represents a God-appointed time when something is to occur. Kairos generally denotes God's divine intervention in your life to accelerate or to bring to pass some occurrence or event on your behalf. It is a moment that is unplanned. It is a moment that is unexpected. It is a moment that is unscheduled when God decides to bless or to favor you, Sister Howard. In other words, Kairos is a time when God decides that he's going to do you a favor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Scripture talks about God's timing. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says there is an appointed time for everything. And there is a time for every event under the sun or under heaven. If something happens at an appointed time, it happens at the time that it was already decided, set, or chosen in advance by God. So if you understand that although you're going through and you might be dealing with some stuff in chronos, in minutes, in seconds, in days, in hours, centuries, and millennia, if you understand that you're going through naturally according to chronos, you've got to remember that God still has a designated time for you in kairos. Glory God. God still will favor you according to his divine timing, no matter what second, moment, minute, or day it is. Amen. As long as you're where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be there, he has a designated time just for you. So if God said that your blessing is at Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church and you don't come and get it, you may miss your moment. Amen. If God said that your blessing is in Mississippi, but you, on the other hand, decide to move to Michigan, it doesn't mean that God doesn't know where you are. But the Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. So it's more important for us to be obedient to God and stop trying to please our flesh by being where we want to be, doing what we want to be doing, and be where God told you to be instead, and do what God said for you to do instead, so that you don't miss your moment. Amen. You see, even when Joseph's brothers threw him into a pit, God still gave him favor. When Joseph went to prison, God still favored him. When he worked at Potiphar's house, God still gave him favor. Just like the writer in Psalm number 102, you may go through some things in your lifetime, but Joseph had sense enough and faith enough to know where his help was going to come from. Amen. See, when you think about favor, Proverbs 3:4 says that so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God in man. Favor, for the most part, is an unexplainable blessing that comes into your life. Favor, in many cases, seems undeserved and does not follow any natural, rational, or reasonable explanation. It is an attitude of approval or liking. Favor can also be defined as over-generous. And by some people, they say it's unfair, preferential treatment. Somebody said favor ain't fair. It may be a long line in the grocery store, and I know I'm right about it. And you're in the back of the line. But have you ever been standing there? And they open a new line, and the clerk specifically points to you and says, I'll take you on line 5. Come on over here. Glory God. I understand that others might have been waiting longer than me. I understand that you might not have even been looking for a new line. Glory God. I understand that you'd already made up in your mind, it's going to be a while. I'm going to just stay here in the back of the line and I'm going to just play with my phone and move along slowly until I finally get a chance. Oh, but wait a minute. Here comes favor. Favor says you get to go from the back of the line to the front of a whole new line that wasn't even open before. That's the favor of God. Glory God. So now, divine favor is an uncommon blessing or a breakthrough that God himself has orchestrated and ordained for your life. This favor comes directly from the hand of God. Divine favor sometimes cannot be articulated or even imagined by the human mind because it comes from the realm of God. Amen. So further, divine favor positions you for success and it transcends all barriers, whether they may be racial, social, cultural, financial, relational, or even generational. Thank you, Lord. As it relates to divine favor, there is nothing in this natural realm that's attributing to its factor or its success. This simply means that God's divine favor has nothing to do with how beautiful you are. It has nothing to do with how educated you may be. It has nothing to do with your socioeconomic status, your level of financial prominence, your political persuasion, your ethnicity, your nationality, and sometimes when I'm messing with my sister, it has nothing to do with your height. However, on the other hand, neither are you disqualified from the favor of God if you may have experienced some misfortune or some dilemma. Amen? Because many of us go through things. So just because you've gone through some things, it does not mean that you're disqualified from the divine favor of God. The divine favor of God does not influence your life because of who you are or what you may have done. But it comes to your life because of who God is to you. Thank you, Lord. So I'm reminded of Esther, who replaced Vashti as queen in Shushan. She was an orphan girl who had gone through so much turmoil during the course of her life, but somehow she found grace in the sight of God. She had lost both parents and was forced to grow up in a time when her people, the Jews, were under great persecution. However, one moment of crisis in the kingdom of Shushan presented a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Esther. Again, because of the favor of God on her life. The removal of Vashti as queen created this moment for God to display his power through Esther and set in place a divine plan for the deliverance of his people. So Esther 2 and 15 says, and when the turn of Esther came, this clearly means that God had an appointed time when he will turn your situation around. Esther's turn came, and immediately she went from rags to riches and from poverty to a wealthy place. She didn't have to fight. She didn't have to manipulate anybody, and she didn't have to buy her way to success. The scepter was simply extended to her. Glory God. In that single moment, when God had determined that it was Esther's turn, her entire life changed. Won't he do it? Hallelujah, Jesus. I came to tell somebody today, don't miss your moment. God has a plan for your life. Don't give up. Stay focused. Stay in faith. Don't let hardship make you miss your moment. Don't let tribulations make you miss your moment. Don't let persecution make you miss your moment. Before you know it, while you're standing in the back of the line, Sister Howard, if you just hold on to your faith, a new line, a new door, a new house, a new opportunity is going to open up just for you. This is the time, whether you're in the house or whether you're watching us virtually, that you ought to stand to your feet and begin to give God praise. Glory God. This is a time that you ought to praise God. I know that you're tired, but don't miss your moment. I know that you're hurting, but don't miss your moment. I know that you're going through some things, but don't miss your moment. God's got a set time just for you. And you'll find yourself just like the psalmist. And instead of talking about how bad things have been, instead of talking about how things have been rough, you'll begin to feel a quickening down on the inside. Glory God. And you'll move from talking about what's wrong to shift your spirit to a place where you'll begin to speak faith. God will shift your spirit to a place where you'll begin to speak life. God will shift your spirit to a place where you'll begin to speak good health. God will shift your spirit to a place where you'll begin to speak joy, because the power of death and life is in your tongue. You ought to begin to praise God right now like you crazy, just because you know that you're next. You ought to praise him right now because you know your breakthrough is on the way. You ought to begin to praise God right now because you know that your help is in the Lord. You ought to begin to praise God right now because you know that this is your moment. I declare and I decree that the favor of God will surround you like a shield and change your entire life. As you go forth in this season, I declare that you will have divine encounters. I declare that great doors of opportunities will be opened just for you. I decree and I declare that heaven will open up. It'll open up over your life in this season, and that your set time of favor has come in Jesus' name. I say unto you right now, and I'm telling you that you need to prophetically reach up and grab it right now. Regardless of everything else that may be going on around us, people of God. Regardless of whatever is happening in your life. regardless of what you've been through and regardless of who's hurt you, regardless of how you feel right now in your body, regardless of whatever it is that's got you hindered in your mind, you need to understand that you can't miss this moment. You need to understand that even in the midst of all the negative things that are happening on your block, in your family, in your neighborhood, no matter what the doctor is saying, God will still give you favor. He'll still give you opportunities. God is still opening doors, people of God. God is still performing miracles, people of God, no matter where you are. God is still delivering just because we're his people. Don't miss your moment. While many of you may have experienced a financial decline, I'm telling you that even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of loss, even in the midst of grief, glory to God, God is still getting provision to you. He's still blessing us with peace in the midst of a storm. You haven't missed a meal. Think about it. You've had food on your table. Glory to God. Think about it. Your lights have not been cut off and your bills are paid. Glory to God. Because God desires to move on your behalf even now. Make it your confession. Make it your profession. I will not miss my moment. You got to be sensitive to the Spirit and what it is that the Spirit of God is saying specifically to you. And then move when God says move. Stop going by what you can see. Stop going by how you feel. But I'm telling you what I know. If you just stop looking at everything that's wrong and look at a God who's right. If you just stop looking at the people and what this one didn't do, and what that one didn't do, and who didn't help you, glory God, you'll begin to see that this is your moment. God bless you. I want to pray with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I realize...
Thank you so much for listening. The Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church is a word-centered and Christ-focused ministry. We exist to love God and to love God's people. We're located at 1775 Booker Street in Jackson, Mississippi, and we simply ask that when you come, come as you are, and then allow God to elevate you to where He would have you to be. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you is our prayer.